And you're live. You can start whenever.
Bracket, bubbly and playful. Bracket. This is my first script.
Oh my god, stop. Stop. You're not supposed to read the brackets.
Don't read the brackets?
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid. Why did you write them down if I wasn't supposed to read them? I'm not like some kind of mind person who can know things.
Start again.
Okay. Bubbly and playful. This is my first script.
Stop. Oh my god. Don't read what's in the brackets.
You didn't say that. I'm not a mind person. You said don't read the brackets. You didn't say not to read the words in the brackets.
Oh my god, start again.
Okay. This is my first script. I have a really good story to tell, and I want everyone to hear about it. It happened last night at a bar. Okay. That's stupid. First, it wasn't a bar. It was a gastropub.
Does it matter?
And like a really, really good one. So like, I don't want to say bar. It happened last night at a gastropub. Like a really, really good one where they make up their own drinks with cute names. And they have like one of those really old wooden bars from like way back in the 80s. So anyway, I was at this gastropub and there was this gentleman who offered to buy me a drink. Okay, I don't think he was a gentleman. He was hot. I think he was in a band. I think that's what he said. I am not going to say handsome. That's an old people word.
Just say the script.
He was really hot. So he told me about this really good drink and that I had to try it. I don't know what this word means.
Which one? Oh.
Exuberant?
Exuberant, yep.
Well, I can't say it right if I don't know what it means. Big words don't make you smart, you know.
Oh my god.
My motto is that I will try anything once. And if I don't do it right, which sometimes happens, I will do it again. But I still think that it means I only did it once. Because the first time doesn't count if you mess it up. But that's my motto.
Look, I'm going to interject for a second.
What?
We need to get back to the script.
Okay. I'll get back to the script, but just wait a minute because you left out all the really important stuff.
Fine. You're telling the story.
So, I let him buy me the drink. And I got it with a straw because I know how to make it look sexy when I drink from a straw. The trick is you do this thing with your eyes where you look at them while you suck. It's super cute. So I like his smile and he's not a creeper or anything, so we talk some more. And that is like when he tells me about the band he's in. Okay, this just feels weird because it's like my story, but those are not the words I would use. So can I just tell the story myself?
Yeah, that's fine. We've already veered wildly off course by now at this point anyway, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this guy is in a band, and they're, like, really, really good. They have this retro thing going on that is, like, part Green Day and part Machine Gun Kelly. So I'm like, what do you do in the band? And he's, like, the singer, which is cool, because as long as he's not, like, the drummer or the bass player, I'm thinking I might be interested. Anyway, he tells me he likes my mouth. Like, duh, of course he does. Because I have this amazing lipstick on. It's called Inappropriate Red from NARS. A friend of mine works at Sephora and she called me and she was like, this is so you. And so like, that's the lipstick part. Plus, I was doing my straw trick, which gets guys to look at my lips, which is like one of my best things. So, I start to flirt with him a little bit because he's cute and he buys me another drink. He's talking about some other bands that he thinks I might know about, but I'm just listening and nodding and doing my straw trick. Like I care about some stupid bands playing this weekend. He asks me some questions and he laughs at my answers, which is weird because I like wasn't trying to be funny or anything. But I like it when guys laugh, even when I don't really know why. He tells me that he doesn't think that I can fit his whole cock in my mouth, which seems like a really strange thing to say, but like it's kind of sexy too. A lot of girls are grossed out by it, but I don't mind. It keeps boys happy, and they always tell me I'm like really, really good at it. I end up talking to a lot of boys who have girlfriends who won't do that, so it's like now my thing. I tell him, I bet I can. And he thinks that's funny too. Then he asks me if I want to make it interesting, which is dumb because I already think it's pretty interesting. But then he tells me it's like a bet or something. He said wager, but I don't really know what that meant. So he said it was a bet, which I did know. So that was good. Anyway, he said if I could put his whole cock in my mouth and I didn't gag or choke or like spit it out, he'd pay me a dollar. But if I did, I'd have to pay him a dollar. So he's like, so stupid, because I can do this thing where I relax my throat and it's like pretty open and stuff, and I can put a really big cock in there, no problem. So he tells me to go to the bathroom because the gastropub, see, gastropub, it's important. So the gastropub, which is not a bar, it has these bathrooms that you can go in whether you're a boy or a girl or both or neither. They're called gender mobile, I think.
Gender neutral.
Gender neutral? Oh, okay. Gender neutral.
Or unisex.
What?
Unisex.
Unisex?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're for sex. They're for like pooping and tinkling and washing your hands and stuff.
Oh my God, unisex bathroom.
Okay, unisex, whatever. So I go to the bathroom and it's like this really, really nice one because it's a gastropub and not a bar. And I kneel down because I know how to do this, almost like a professional. Like, if that could be an actual job, I could probably be like a total professional. So he comes in and I'm on my knees and he's looking at my mouth, you know, because of the straw trick. And he unzips his pants. And he has a pretty okay cock. Like, not really big, but I'm totally not nervous. It's mostly hard. But, like, I know how to make it totally hard with just my hands. So I do that because I want it to be a fair bet. It's only fair. He tells me it's going to take him a few tries to really see if he can win the bet. And I think that sounds fair. So when he stuffs his cock in my mouth and he grabs the back of my head and pushes really hard, thinking that's going to, like, choke me or something. There's, like, no way, though. He keeps trying and trying, and I'm like almost ready to laugh at him at this point. I could do this for a really long time. I can tell he's getting frustrated and maybe a little embarrassed because I look up at him and he's making faces and groaning. He finally gives up and lets go of my head, and I remember this time to close my eyes because I think he's probably gonna do that stupid boy thing where he makes a mess on my face. I spent a lot of time on my makeup. It takes a lot of effort to look this good. And I was like, ew. But whatever. I read in this article that actually it's like really, really good for your skin though.
That's disgusting.
I know. Gross, right?
Yeah.
But he seems happy. I think he's a little annoyed with me winning the bet because he just dropped the dollar on the floor. I tell him that I need to fix my makeup and he walks out. So a little rude, but I think he's just a bad loser. So just as I'm finishing up, some other guy comes in. He says that he's in the band too, and I make sure that he isn't like the drummer or the bass player or like some guitar tuner guy or something. He's a little bit bigger, but not by much. And in like 5 minutes, I win another bet. So it turns out the band is like really big. I'm not sure how big, but I don't lose a single bet all night. And at the end of the night, I have like $23. So, I mean, that's pretty good because I didn't have to pay for drinks. See, it's better when I just say it. I don't really think you know how to write this kind of stuff, and you totally left out the straw thing, which is like the most important thing. Okay, so I find out that if I turn my $23 into Mexican dollars, it's like 450 Mexican dollars, which they call pesos. Or something.
It's pesos.
Pesos?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, if I keep doing that, I can make a ton of money. See, that's why it's important. You can't do that in like a bar. Oh, and that's how you do the straw trick too.
Thrilling.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the end?
That's it.
Oh, the end.